And on the same day it lost its advantage in the polls, the Turnbull government has raised the stakes for the 2016 election. It's introduced legislation to overhaul the Senate voting system and make it far more difficult for so-called micro-parties to win seats. The reforms would also clear out most of the existing Senate crossbench if a double dissolution is called, and we've heard that it's again on the cards. Matthias Cormann is a special Minister of State, and it's his job to get these reforms through Parliament. He joins us now. Welcome.
Good evening.
The main proposal here is for optional preferential voting, numbering 1 to 6 or even further above the line on the Senate ballot paper. What does that achieve other than making it harder for the smaller parties and independents?
Well, what it achieves is it empowers voters to direct their preferences according to their wishes, instead of having preferences allocated by political parties according to theirs. So right now, if you look at the conduct of the last election, about 97% of people voted above the line. Right now, under the current system, all you can do when voting in the Senate above the line is vote one. And as soon as you do that, you lose control on what happens to your preference allocation after that first vote. And through a complicated and non-transparent system of group and individual voting tickets, these preferences are then directed in a number of different directions. Some parties lodging more than one ticket for the allocation of preferences in relation to votes for them. Some parties lodging as many as 3 different tickets. So it's not clearly apparent to the average voter as to what happens with their preference after their vote won above the line. And what we are proposing to do, and this is not us outside of any context, this is responding to the recommendations from a cross-party committee of the parliament, which unanimously recommended certain improvements to the system. So what we're doing here is we're empowering voters to determine what they want to happen
but
their preference after voting one.
Your savings provision means a ballot won't be informal so long as there's at least a number one above the line. Now, that might prevent informal votes, but we would see more votes exhausted and effectively counting for nothing, wouldn't we?
Well, not counting for nothing. Every vote is counted, but it's a matter for the individual voter to determine how they want to vote in the Senate. The guidance on the Senate ballot paper, consistent with the legislation, will be that the way to a number, the way to vote above the line is by numbering at least 6 of the boxes above the line in the order of your choice, with number one, of course, as your first choice. Now, we think it's important, given that people have voted just one above the line for more than 30 years now under reforms introduced by the then Hawke government, not to just turn around and say, well, if you do what you've always done, your vote will no longer be counted at all. But the guidance on the ballot paper is that people should vote at least 1 to 6. They can, of course, decide to fill in every box above the line. That's a matter for the individual voter. But we certainly do not want to discount a vote completely when there's a clear voter intent, but just because less than 6 boxes have been filled in.
On RN Drive, my guest is Senator Matthias Cormann. He's the Special Minister of State and also the Finance Minister, and a deal today revealed on Senate voting. You won't get those huge papers anymore. 0418 226 576. What do you make of this deal? The Greens have signed off on it, and Nick Xenophon also supports it. 0418 226 576 is our number. David Lynham, who is about to join us to share his views, but he says you've done a dirty little deal with the Greens and Nick Xenophon. Ricky Muir has tweeted that he'll return the favour for being singled out by the Prime Minister. Are you worried about a backlash?
Well, we haven't done a dirty deal. What we've done is we've responded to the unanimous recommendation from the Committee of the Parliament, which has been given the job by the Parliament to inquire into the conduct of the last election, to make recommendations on how the system can be improved. And, of course, these recommendations were unanimous recommendations from Labour, Green and Coalition members of Parliament. Now, what this is all about is making sure that individual voters can clearly and transparently determine where they want their Senate vote to go, where they want their first vote to go, and where they want their subsequent preferences to go. We think that, obviously, the result of an election should reflect the decisions of voters, not the decisions of individual parties determined behind closed doors.
I just want to ask you a question on another topic. Today, the Prime Minister ruled out changes to capital gains tax. So now you've ruled out GST changes and also capital gains tax changes. Are you heading towards ruling out all changes to negative gearing next. Is that the next one you're going for?
Well, the process that we clearly set out right at the beginning was that we would continue to consider how our tax system could be improved, how we can make it more growth friendly. That is what we pursued on coming into government. That's why we got rid of the mining tax and the carbon tax, which reduced our international competitiveness. That's why in last year's budget we reduced taxes for small business. And that is why we said we would have a comprehensive look at all parts of the tax system to assess where there might be sensible opportunities for improvements. Obviously, as we form judgments, as we work our way through all of the potential options that have been put on the table by various people across the community, we'll make these judgments as we consider appropriate. The overarching...
Can you honestly wait, though, till the May budget? And you've said today, I've seen you in a previous interview say that budget is going to still happen in May. There was some speculation in reports today that it might be brought forward, but you say it will happen in May, when it's meant to happen. Are you going to wait for all the tax reform to be announced there? Or given, look at the news poll today, people clearly think that you're drifting. Will you bring some of these ideas forward so we really have a contest on policy?
Well, I mean, obviously in relation to the timing of announcements on tax reform proposals, I mean, that is a matter for the Prime Minister and the Treasurer. You'd be aware that as Finance Minister, my focus very much is on the spending side of the budget, making sure we spend as much as necessary, but as little as possible, and that we spend our money, the taxpayers' money, wisely and effectively and efficiently, obviously so that we can ensure that we can keep taxes low instead of increasing taxes to fund more spending, as Labor is proposing to do.
Just finally, it's hard to believe that your changes to the Senate voting isn't about clearing out the Senate crossbench with a double dissolution potentially, because without a DD, you'd have 7 of the 8 same crossbenches until 2020. So what's the last day to get these changes passed into law if you want a double dissolution?
Well, firstly, there is an election due in the second half of this year in the ordinary course of events. The timing of the election and the form the election may or may not take is very much a matter for the Prime Minister. Irrespective, I mean, these recommendations to improve the Senate voting system were made by a committee of the Parliament some 2 years ago. There's been some comprehensive consultation in the meantime. And, you know, obviously now that we get closer to an election, you know, it's important to get these matters dealt with.
How quickly will you get the laws through? I saw Jackie Lambie saying that while she wasn't against, that's the Senator Jackie Lambie, while she wasn't necessarily against your reforms, she didn't want to see them rush through. Are you planning to rush them through?
Well, no. As with the legislation that we put forward, always, the Senate will have ample opportunity to debate these proposed reforms thoroughly. What is happening at the moment is, so we introduced the legislation into the House of Representatives earlier today. They have now been referred to the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters for inquiry and for a report back to the Parliament by next Wednesday. And then the legislation will come before the Senate for debate, and it'll take as long as it'll take.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Always good to talk to you.
And that's Senator Matthias Cormann. He's the Special Minister of State and the Finance Minister. And you've probably heard, big deal done today, the announcement of a big deal, new laws for a Senate voting system to make it far more difficult for so-called micro-parties to win seats, a new system where you vote 1 to 6, the top of the paper, instead of having to fill in every single one. I don't know about you, but I have filled in every single one just as a sort of fun thing to do. I know this is how I enjoy myself. I wonder if you think these are good changes, positive changes. The Greens think so, and Nick Xenophon thinks so, but others, including the man I'm about to speak to, don't. Our number here, 0418 226 576.